We hold in my Simon Kuf Sadeches by Siv Choches. We have Mishnah in Mekvois that says, Ha'oich is holding on to Adam Bekelim. The Loch is the Tefillah is not the Tefillah, it's Tamei. However, if a person's Diaches Yodai, he makes his hands wet, it's Tor. Come along with Shimon and he ends off. Person is Yerape, makes his hand be loose, and the Loch also can be a case of Torah. Sorry?
Oh,
we'll get to it. That's what we're going to lead to. Great question. So first, we have Machlokes in the Mishnah, Tanakama versus Rav Shimon. What the loch is, everyone agrees you pass like the Tanakama. That's not a Shiloh. The question is, what's the Machlokes, Tanakama and Rav Shimon? You could understand the Tanakama being Machmer. You're saying the loch is dafka to what your hand works, but to be rough, so to make it loose, does not work. Or you can say Tanakama is Lakula. You're saying Hadoch works and even rough, so works. Either one. And Shimon's coming to be Machmer over here. Two options. That means when the Torah, he begins on the Rajbo, he comes and says the Kulo. That means according to Tanakama, whether it's Rafsa, whether her hand holding onto her friend over here is loose, whether a case of Adocha, both of them might work. Asal Hasheni, the Beis Yosef brings down, and the Torah Etzem, the Rambam, and the Ramban, and the Ra, they paskin not the way. They say the Loch is to be a case of Rafsa, to make your hands loose. But might that's a case to be Machmer. Now the question they ask, why be Machmer and Rofso? We go through the Simon over here. We have a case of Julian Simchov Gimel. We see by a Shuman is Nezimim and Maisa it's Motor, the Tfila, also like Tfila. We have a case in by articles of clothing we'll get to, we learned about it, it's a Bays also. So come on, we show them and say a special din over here that she's afraid. She might fall over here, she's going to the water, you're holding onto her. And inside the Sugya Pachad, we have a special Gzeira to be Machmer over here, and holding on loosely would not work. That means by now we came across the idea of being Rafsa six separate times. We'll see that different. They have different halachas. That means we have number one, the case of Rafsa and Tzif Aleph, all times leave nothing on. That's a Zihiris and Maila Ba'alma. We have the Locha and Tzif Dalet, the case over there of Rafsa, but a person's Makbid B'Shasa Tfilo. You have these golden strands that dirt on top of it. Over there, according to Abayis of Shor Rashi, it's a Bayav of a Chatzitza. We have in Silchov Gimel, according to the Bach, we're talking about the Pesach Tshuva, if it's rough, so it's a tircho to remove. We have a gzera, by the case of earrings over here. Maybe it'll be a case that's not rough, so it's hodok. We have a fourth time by Tachshitim Beklalius, Einonu Bekiyim, to be Machmel Chachilo in Silchov Gimel. We have a fifth time in Silchov Gimel again, the Shiva Sin, the Pesach Tshuva, that says in the case where you want to be hodok, and you did a case of Rafai, but the case where Isha has an eye infection. They also the Machbid. And here's a sixth time in case of Rafoi, where the Machlik among the Rishonim, if we come along and hold on to an Isha, or we have a special Gezerah, she might fall in, she's afraid of her to be Machmer or not. A Machlik is over here. Now, once we have two Sugars over here, we have a Sugar of Rafsa, when you're holding on loose, and you have a Sugar of Adiyah Chesedah, when she washes her hands are wet. We have to divide them up in two separate Sugars. How do we paskin? So, first, to get to Rafsa, we're holding your friend when it's very loose over here, the Mechaber over here passing Lekulo. The Taz says, it's Kedai to be Semich upon, the Rishonim over here, it's Mosra Abonon, it's only a case of Mian over here, and the Mekor Chaim, the Goy, the Paskin, Alokh Lemaiso, Lekulo, or Choshulchon, and Avoza says, that's your Paskin Rafso. Asad Hasheni, the Shach, brings down the Bach. The Bach says, we have a Rambam, we have a Ramban, we have the Ra over here. Levosh Lemaiso is Machmer, Lechem Shemaim is Machmer, Levosh Esrad, they are Machmer. And therefore, numerous forms go kedarkoi to machmer, unless the case of lunsen and bailo, a case of avro lailo, then to be mekel. That means the Sotari says, we are machmer, unless mokum chak. Says the Kishmar, the Bada Shulchan, we are machmer, unless lunsen and bailo kedaimo. Maestas Shach is not that clear how he comes out. He starts over here, Maestas Bechoshish. He ends off sandlaking me with sad over here to be mekel. Mashenkin, the same aloch that brought down the Hilchas Field Sakalin. Over there, it sounds like he's coming to be Machmer. And the Chodim really asks the Chodim the Steers what the Diyukim and the Shach, what his Maskon is. Because Ketubah really asks the question over there in Hilchos Tefilas Kalim, we call Maim Chaim, Chodashani, the argument what the Maskon of the Shach is. But actually, Maisa, however his Maskon is, they come along the Paiskim and they say, Lemaisa, we're going to be Machmer, certainly Lechatchilo. Diyavit Yeshem and Lismach on Machabashito. Now, to make it practical, the Maisa Aaron Oshim are healthy, and therefore we're not holding them inside the mikvah. In general, they're not going to the ocean, and they're not afraid that they're going to be washed away over here. So how do you make this halacha practically of holding something that's loose? So they point out the lashon of the Mishnah is ha'oiches ba'odim ubekelim. The idea of holding on something that's ruvsa is a case whether on a person or on an object, kelim. So make it practical to get to tefillas kelim. How should a person be tevil kelim? The same question over here. Negate an isha, negate a kelim over here. So first, again, negate to ruvsa, the mechab over here, and those are tefillas kelim. Simen kuf chav, pasim lekula. That's how the Taz goes. The shach over there asks a question. He says over there mechab is sosim lekula, and he has no machlokes in the beis ezer. So what do you have no machlokes? In fact, the shach, the Rambam, the Ra'ah, the Bach paskins against the Mechaber. Why did the Bach himself paskin against the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Chof? In the end of the Tzarechian, they point out, Betim, there's a serious...
The Shach is asking on the Bach.
He's asking on the Beis Yosef and the Bach. Beis Yosef is not being done in the Beis Yosef and the Machlokes. He just went Lekula. Usually, everyone knows Mechaber by now. They bring down the whole raid in the Beis Yosef. Then he paskins. The raid's not there, Aleph. Secondly, he says, once the Bach is chosh to be Machmer, let's be chosh to be Machmer over here, let's be chosh to be Machmer by Tfilas Kelim, same exact sugya. The end of Tzorachian, boy, this one point out, Lavush Lamais is Mechel by Tfilas Kelim, is Machmer by Nido. Choch Mazodim is Mechel by Tfilas Kelim, is Machmer by Nido. Tarsol is Mechel over there, Machmer over here. Is there a sort of Mechel between the two sugyas? So Batsim Meshach is his question, says, doesn't know a chilek. The end of Tzorachian. Or Chashulchan says he doesn't know what a chilek over here is. The Maisa, over there, there are two ways to help him chalik. There's one that Pesach Shuva, it's Simen Kuf Chof on the page. He brings down the Teres from Aisha. He wants to say, for the case of an Isha Nido, if there's a Chatzitz over there, and the Chatzitz is Ma'akiv, in the end of the day, you're being Bol Nido. And it's a chorus. The case of a Keli that's Tomei, the Keli over here is Tumor Shabai. And the thing that you touch becomes Tomei, and the Baya over here. Masha'enke by Tfilas Kelim, the law of this is very clear. Let's say you have a Kli, you're not Toivol. You cook food inside of it. The food at the end of the day, the mice is mutter. There's no gzera on the food. So it will never lead to a problem. You can't use a kli. But the food itself, be'etzim, is mutter. So you want some mechal by tefillas kelim, cannot lead to a problem in the food. They'll be mekel. Mashen came by nido, or tumum tahara will be a baya in the isha shaboy, should be a nido. Therefore, it will come to be more machmer. One chalik. Another way to mechalik, the prichodosh, that's brought down in the Dakar Tshuva. He wants a taino when Lunda Sugar Tfilas Kalim. There is a Ramam Shito that sounds like Tfilas Kalim is a Dindu Rabbanon. Rabbanon, the Maisa can be Mekel. He gets a Sugar of Nida, Vad is a Dindu Raiso, a Vad to be Machmer. Again, Lunda Tfilas Kalim, most parts can say Diraiso, but there's a Ramam Shito that calls it Rabbanon. So that there are those who want a Mechalik between the two Sugars and say, but Tfilas Kalim, a Vad or Rufsa works. Masha Eke, but the Sugar over here, Rufsa will come up to be Machmer, Lechola Pochas Lechatchilo. What? No, so it's actually won't be a deraiso, but it's a srach of deraiso. Cool, that's what you have to say. Meisa, negate to Kalim, what to go do? So come on this forum and say, that's true that there's a shalom among the paiskim. But Meisa, at the end of the day, first of all, we do have the shach that says, according to Bach, and the Rambam, the Ra'ah, and the Ramban, and Meisa to be machmer, therefore by Kalim, do not let your hands be loose on the kli. V'oid, we already mentioned in Simchav Gimel that the Ramo and Simchav Kuf Samchal from the Rakhayim says, Einu no Bekiyim. But in the case of Rafay, Lahodok, and Choshi Lachatilo that way. So come on, the Sram say, if you want to have the Kli inside the mikvah, to take the Kli and make your hand loose, Agam the Mechaber says you can. Mechaber says, in the newest Paiskim, Asosim Lekul and Kuf Chav. It says the Chalkis Ben Yamin, the Maisha, you should not do the Lachatilo. Because those, again, will argue the Mechaber. And Einu Bekiyim. So if you do not want to do the first option of Rafoi, so let's go to now the second option. Could a person wet his hands? Wet his hands, and then take the Kli. Wetting his hand, there is no Machloik, it's a Tanakama of Vadagris, the Echshad of works. So now you don't have any more the Bach calling the Ramban, and the Rambam, and the Ra'ah. They all agree, that's the Tanakama, that's clear in the Mishnah. So maybe what you should do is wet your hands, and then take the Kli over here. So the Shach over here and the Taz, the Shach is a mitzayin to the Ramah and Simukov Chof, and over there it says, Echnami, to put your hand inside the Duradochim with May Mikvah, the Meister works. The Shach sends you over there. How are the Shach discusses what water of May Mikvah we're discussing? Are we discussing sink water? You put your hand under the sink and now your hands are wet? Or does it mean the May Mikvah, the water of the Mikvah itself? The Shach over here says, look at the Ramah, it means Dafka May Mikvah. Dafka the case of the May Mikvah. Niva the Chokhmah Zadim, Kitshagarach, Archa Shulchan, and the Roy Pleskim say the whole heter in the Mishnah, Vadiach is Yadav, is Dafka situation of May Mikvah.
I'm not
sure if I hear
say that,
but
like, when you
sign,
like, it's
clear that it's going to be like, no, not this halacha. Not May Mikvah. He agrees. The halacha Dafka May Mikvah. And Marmok is a case of a Mordechai over there. Maisa Taz over there is Marach. He says that Maisa is Napshat in the Mordechai. And he wants to know that the halacha is even the May Tlushim, even the sink water, a person can do tefillah with it. Now, if you read them slowly, you seem to make different dargas. Taz comes out over here, there's Mayim Tlushim, the Maisa only in case of Dibuk Beidini, when you do it, a regular holding on, then the loch is you can use sink water. Otherwise, he says you cannot use sink water. I let be Chayshish be Gezer, maybe you do a Dibuk Chazik, make it tight. No, since it's a normal thing, we're not Chayshish. That means the Taz is arguing the Shach, is arguing the Amor, and says the loch over here is that person has to do a case of can be a case of Tolosh, Mayim Tlushim, but Dafka is Dibuk Beidini. Instead of Shlishi, the Goyin in Simukov Chof, he disagrees fully, and he says, the whole Molochai is a Tzorachin, Dik is like Shari Shainim, not to Mechal between a case of May Mikvah, Mayim Tlushim, and even a case of Dibuk Chozuk, even when you hold on tight, Mayim Tlushim, Maisa works. So it comes out, Be'ikah, we have the first three sheets in the Geo to the situation of Hadiyah Ches Yodov, the way the Amor holds it, Dafka May Mikvah, the way how the going paskins all mind pollution, even sink water, even you hold on tight. The Taz goes in between, it's mind pollution, but only holding on a normal situation over here. Now, both boys can go, like the Shach, from the Amor, Dafka situation of May Mikvah. Fine, so now let's build upon the Loch of May Mikvah. What defines May Mikvah? That means saying the Loch is over here, that you have to have the May Mikvah that's holding onto this object. Well, not when you put your hands inside the mikvah, you take it out, and now you take the kli and want to travel it. Is that nichol geder may mikvah? Is that nichol geder mayim pollution? Whose sheet is that? You put your hand in the mikvah,
what's
you took it out.
Mayim
pollution like sink water.
No, but what? You put your hand in the mikvah.
And then you took it out, and you took the kli.
Okay, so
it's not connected anymore to the mikvah.
But he puts it back in.
So you put it back in, but what's putting back in? Mayim pollution putting back in may mikvah? It's a great question. Come on, Levosh, in the Lachas Tfilas Kalim. He says the Lachas Nichol get a Mayim Tlushim. Mayim Tlushim. The Chasam Sefer and Lechem Simla. And so I see, come on, all the posts can go this way. They discuss it, but everyone comes out at the end of the day, Lamaisi Machmer. The whole idea of May Mikvah is the Mayim Makdimim is in the Mikvah and they've lost the Koyach of the Mikvah. You take water out of the Mikvah, not part of Memsa, it's like any sink water. Only when it's part of the Mikvah, of the Memsa, you have to get about Shoko, Mayim Makdimim. But once you take your hand out and the wood is on your hand, that's nichol geder of mind pollution. So let's discuss now a third option. Take the kli, put it inside the mikvah, and pass it one to another. Could a person look at chilo, take a kli, take a fork, you want to table the fork, put it inside the mikvah, and pass it one to another. The chur is the case over here of a diach as yadav. It's main mikvah. You not take your hand out. It should be no problem, even look at chilo. The Meister Shach over here discusses the whole halacha with the Yechas Yodov is that halacha lechatchila or b'diavad? He brings down the drisha and the Taz says we pass like the drisha. Then the even lechatchila there's no problem. To Mishnah Shleimo, Mishnah says Yechas Odom v'Zakelim go do lechatchila, no problem over here. At Sada Sheni the Shach says no. The Mishnah is saying if you did it, the Meister works, but don't do lechatchila, especially let's be machmir in the case of Nida. He says. Therefore, see the Tarot or Choshulchan. So, Machlokes Yeshulchan among the Svarim. If the locha of passing underneath the water a kli one to another is a locha lechatchila or locha b'di'evet. The Tarot says even lechatchila. The Shach says only a locha b'di'evet. But they take it a step further. We're saying the locha over here is that you have main mikvah. Let's say you have main mikvah, but your hand is very, very tight. Is there a baya if your hand is very tight with the case of main mikvah? So the Taz really points out that two separate machlokes among the Rishonim between the Rambam and the Ramban versus the Torah and the Rashba. One halacha negates the sugya of Rafsa, that the Rambam and the Ramban wants to be machmer, mashaking the Rashba to want to be mekel, and Punkvakarti says the situation where diach is yodov and want to hold on b'chayzek b'koyach, what halacha over there is? The Rambam and the Ramban over here the Maaseh want to be mekel, which Kivega says no right from. Rambam the Rambam, that's what Taz says. Atzana Sheni, the Rashi in the Torah says, the whole Adiach Yodov, the main mikvah, or at least Mayim Plushim L'chol Apachos, he's saying, Daf in the case when it's Talush. Daf in the case when it's, Dibuk Beinli. Dibuk Chozak L'maisi wants to come along to be Machmer. Now if we read, again, the Taz slowly, L'ma Mavucha, among the Paiskim, had a Paskin, he comes out with Maskono, that the idea of to be Machmer by Mayim Plushim is by case of Beinli. But main mikvah is even with Chozak. He's very clear, comes out of the Taz, again, he says it like 2-3 times. And I'm being Machmer, saying you shouldn't be Machmer when sink water. That'd be a case of Beinli, not Chozak. What's the main mikvah? Even Chozak Lemaisa works. That's a Taz. That means he makes levels over here. Sink water, Beinli, mikvah water, even a case of Chozak. Maisa, the Shach, he brings down Maribonio. The way that Maribunya brings down Alocha, he says that in the case of Chozok, even May Mikvah does not work. Even May Mikvah does not work. And therefore, the Bada Shulchan and the Chalkis bin Yamin, the father and the son, one of those fillers, Kalim, one over here, the Paschal Alocha Maitha, be Chosh Maribunya. That's brought down by the Shach. The Khan the Shach goes up further to disagree with it. Well, Maitha, he said to be Chosh, this Mahalach, which your kids will Maitha Paschal this way. Therefore, how, for example, do we Toivel and Isha? That means the Shach, when he goes up further, brings down the Masa Ben Yamin. He says he can take the Isha, hold on lightly, and bring it into the water. Chochmas Adam goes this way. Maisa comes along this entire and says, maybe hold on tight. Einanu Bekiyim. The Divya says, did not do that. He says, put the Isha in the water and pass it one to another. One hand to the other and hold on to her. We need to hold on to her. Negeya to Kalim, what comes out. Again, we really have two options if you want to talk about Kalim. Can you wet your hand? And do a case of Rafsa. Well, no, you have to leave go for a second. So first, go through the svaras again. To wet your hand, is that we have a couple of problems. First, the Shach says to wet your hand is not lachatchilo. B'chol Yisrael has in Shach, number one. Number two, if it's a case of Chozok, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Machmer. Number three, even if it's Beinli, the Torah says, Einanu Bekiyim. So to wet your hand is not that simple. Gam, that's a Mishnah. Taz says 100%. To do a case of Shirafoy, make it loose over here. Then you have Bayad, the Rambam, the Rambam, all the Maisa is Machmer. Vo'id, we have a Loch and Sif Aleph, and Kuf Samach Aleph, and Loch and Sitil's Daim, the Loch and Chil, not to a case of Rafoi, and the Bekiyim. So therefore, come along the Daka Tshuva, he brings down the Machacho, and the Chalkus Beyond the Maisa Paskins, they get to make what you go do, put a clean inside, let's say you want a table of silverware, you leave go for a second. The correct Hanogo, to get on all the chumras, the maila, the mahajim in mahajim, so leave go for a second. Leave go for a second, you put a hand around it, you shake in your hand, no. Shaking your hand is not there for a second. You put a fork inside, you shake it in between, you have to lose it, you know, there's a lot of things in the bottom there. But no, you just shake it inside your hand for 1 second. The mice of a person cannot do that, they're afraid, for obvious reasons, numerous times. Then the loch is to wet your hands. That's the Mishnah. That's Halacha. And it gives B'dievet. That's only good. It only works 100%. If you do not, and therefore, what's the correct idea? What do you mean to wet your hands? Pass it one to another. It means put your hand inside the mikvah, hold the fork inside, and pass it to the other hand, to the fork to the other hand. That 100% works. The question is, lechatchila go do that or not? I might leave it for a second. If not that, then pass from one hand to another. I mean, I tell a lot of people who get nervous about it, just pass one to another. That's before Shalacha. About the Seder. If you can't do that for whatever reason, you only have one hand, then we'll pass from Ikadin Rafsa. We pass like the Mechaber. We've done the Mishnah, especially by cases that are abundant, or even by Kalim, it could be even case of Raisal, Maiz, Mechaber passes. Look cool over here. We had to start them watching more make on case of Tilos Kalim. Therefore, again, all three of Maiz work, but as Pashas, the Mahajim and Mahajim, the best thing is to leave go of a second. If you're afraid of Badal Hatchilo, pass one to another. And if you don't want to do that, Echlam, even Rafsa. Sifchof Tess, we have a Rambam over here in Hilton's Mikvoy, the Perek Aleph, that brings down the Oimel Chaveroi, Chavosh Yodcha al Mikvoy, Alayim v Mikvoy, put your hand at the top in the Mikvoy to make sure my hair goes down inside. Harizem Maguno. Disgusting. What is the exact case over here? The Beis Yosef discusses a meaning of Mikvoy that's exactly what we saw, or it'd be more than that. So Beis Yosef says, you get it a Memsa over here. Mechoshish, maybe the person will take the hand out of the Mikvoy, it's less than Memsa. That's why it's Maguna, there's a chash over here. The going in the Numis form went this way. The Shach being done, the Rivash not the way. And the Rivash is saying there's a Bayah even more than Memsa. when you put your hand on top of a person, what's the reason, what should the problem be? The way the Kesef Mishnah explains more than Memsah, it looks more like a joke. You put your hand on top of a person, you ever go swimming, you try to dunk a person, put the person underwater. Looks like more like a skoik, like a game over here. The way the Archa Shulchan explains it's actually Machmer, so it looks like you have a chatzitza over there. There people see something holding there, it's a chatzitza. Maisa, most form go like the Mechaba, Nalak, and Shach, the Genes, Dafka, Memsah, Mitzumsum. The Bada Shulchan and Dof, it does not really make that much of a difference once we have the Amon Sefalov. This is the loch of any case of Rafoi, we should not be in a person. If you're holding upon a person, whether it's more than Memsah or Memsah, surely should not be done. Either way, in any situation, you should always let go. Sif Lamed is a sick over here of putting a person's feet inside. Come over, Muhammad says, you do not have to pick up your feet. Now, why don't you have to pick up the feet? Speaks out the Taz for two different reasons. According to the Rambam and the Ramban, even in the case of Mayim Plushim, there's no problem. And even according to the Rashi and the Torah, a case when a person's heavy in Chosok, may mikvah, the Maisa works. This is where he speaks out. In a case that's Chosok, Dibuk Chosok, the Maisa works. By may mikvah, he says it over here, again, repeats himself. Now, there is obviously a third option, how the Baal Shulchan says, it's not like Nubus Farim. It's not by a person. The reason why it comes to be Mekel over here, because the person naturally floats, it's not even a case of Dibuk Chosok. It's better than a case of a Kli. Now, this is a shaila. Is there a milah that a person should jump inside the mikvah? We're saying over here, you do not have to pick up your feet. Sure, you don't have to. But maybe there's a milah too, you should go do that. So, the words of Vosner and Shir Shevalevi, Loi Shemanim. Maisa, I've seen Chashuvim and Tzadikim jump up for a second, make sure the feet are on the ground over here. The Maisa, that's certainly not an hogdah that we tell Noshim to go do. We leave the Shulchan Aruch as is. Sif Laman Aleph. It bets him two different sugyas being put together. The Marmokim is that we have a Gemara and after Samach Vov and Beis, Rava says that Isha loy tamun al gabi kli cheres v'tivtvol. And Isha cannot stand on top of kli cheres and mitoivol. The Gemara brings down the Rav Kana, he thought to go say mitzad a sugya gzeresh mechartsois, and therefore he wanted a taina on the solos and a block of wood would not be a problem because not be a makabal tomo. However, the Gemara goes on further, Rav Kana menardoi, and says, no, the reason mitzad a sugya pachad, person is afraid to stand on top of these kalim over here. Therefore, either case of block of wood would be a case that's a problem. That means in the sugya over here, we about to have two ideas. We have the sugya of gzeres mechatzois. We have the sugya of pachat, b'toivel. That means we have a sugya of how to build a mikvah, which should not really be here. It should be really in Siman Reish Aleph. It's brought down derech agav over here, of how to go build a mikvah. So really, we have to go through these two sugyas over here in Siflam Aleph. I'd like to start today, and imam shuk tomorrow. First, the ideal, the loch is you cannot be tovel inside a kli. That's the din deraisa. You have a kli, a thing that's tolish, put water inside, you tovel inside, it's not chal. That's first the idea over here. Building upon that, once we had this idea, coming to the Gemara Ba'os Samach Vav Amud Beis, in the Havamino, the question is do we have maskona, the same idea, gzeres mechatzos, a person cannot be tovel in a kli that's inside a mikvah. That means right now in a kosher mikvah, kosher ma'ain, it's a kosher spring. You put a kli inside, you put a shear inside, put a basket inside, can be tovel inside that. So even though the Gemara is only half min das samach vav, come along the rive and says me a force mission mikvois in parakei. The mission over there says shlo yatfel agabe safsul, cannot be tovel on top of a bench. Now this safsul basically in case you have a ma'ain, a spring that's flowing, you put the safsul there. It cannot be tovel on top of that. Now come along the rive and says that mission is causing a case of Kalim. Therefore, you cannot say the sugya over there is a case of also being pachad, abuse also. Therefore, once you see the loch is applying the case of Kalim, must be mitzad the sugya of gzeres mechatzos. So first, we have the Ravid Shito and the Rashi Lamaisa Paskins, that we have the loch also negea to Noshim, that Noshim cannot be toivel on top of a kli. Asad Hasheni, the Taz, brings down the Rash, you want to say also the Rosh agrees. It says, no, we do not. The loch in that mishnah is dafka case with the kli, it being kaveya as kavua in that mokum. When it's locked in that place, then the loch is the ma'ain to be tovel inside on top of the kli is the problem. Masha inkein, when it's tolush, you want to have a basket inside the mikvah, says the Rash, no problem. You want to have a kli, any object inside the mikvah, tovel inside, no problem. That means first you have machleik shushainim, can be tovel on top of a kli that's inside the mikvah. The Ravid and the Rashba says the Maisa, you cannot. The Rash and the Taz says also the Rosh agree. The Maisa says you can. Loch the Maisa, the Mechaba comes along He's basically clear. He says four halachas over here. He starts with first halacha ein tovel bekelim. That's a din deraisa. That's clear. Everyone agrees through. You have to have first that halacha. Then he goes on further and says lefichach. Therefore, it's halacha to be tovel on top of a case of a kli eitz, something that's mekabel tumah, whether mekabel tumah medrash. Halacha is a kid as gzeres mechart sois. A second halacha we passing like the ravid gzeres mechart sois. And he ends off, and if you did lo also lo tefilah. Number three, then he goes on further and says, well, let's say you're going to think that's not Mekabal Tumah. On the Klicheres, on the Bekas, on the stick of wood over here. You have another cigar of Pachat. And then he comes along and says, you did Tfilo, also like Tfilo, but you have it. Then he ends off, Lefichach, putting two cigars together. If you have Madregot, if you have steps over there, the loch is, if it's eights, it's been Mekabal Tumah, also like Tfilo. Make sure it's Avonim. But Avon also have a bayam tzad sugya pachad. Make sure it's four tefachim wide. I mean, basically, that's his four shlam over here. Tefillin in the kli is aser. Second thing, gzeres mechatzois. Third thing, gzeres mechatzois sugya pachad. Nafkinu between the second and third is also leos la tefillo. And then he ends up with the fourth point over here, putting two sugyas together of these madrigot.
When is that the formal pachad?
Where's it coming from?
Well, what's the case of that?
Oh, we'll get to the case of Hashem tomorrow. We'll leave off tomorrow. We'll try to sleep right now. I'm building mikvahs. And we'll get to other cases. Bugs around, oceans, all different cases that come up practical, but it's very important to know. Also, Tfilo. And we had it ready by the Boisa Shorashi, Pesach Tshuva on Siv Dalid. It says the whole figure of the golden gold with the mud over there, that's Mirsas, says also Tfilo by the oven. Now, Lachla Maisa, you tell you on top of a clear that's inside the mikvah. The Mechaber and all the Peshkim and Maisa Machmet did not like the Taz. That means is the Taz says the Ikka is like the Rash and the Rosh, the Maisa to be Mekel. To argue on the Rash, on the Ravid, the Maisa, and he says we have a minute, we have a Kash over here. The Maisa, the Mechaber, all the Peshkim say we cannot be total in the Kli that's inside the Mikvah over here. Now, the Get over here, what Kli we're discussing, Dafka Kli that's been Mekabal Tumah. Tumas Medris, that's something either you step on, lie on, or sit upon, something you lean upon, too much medrash over here. Now just to ask an obvious question over here, what's the problem of being toivel on top of a kli that's been Mekabel Tumah? You might be toivel inside the kli. Inside the kli, does it make a difference if it's a Mekabel Tumah or not? If kli glolim, kli avonim, kli eitz, kli matefes, kli cheres, makes no difference over here. So why in the world are we saying the whole gzera of being toivel on top of a kli that's in a mikvah is a gzera auto case of machat soyus, bathhouses, you might do inside a kli will not be machalk whether it's mekabel tumah or not. That's an obvious question, a bomb question over here. The Chashulchan, he asks the kashin, he says a chiddush way to answer, he wants a taino, the main arm is only going to make a mistake on the kli that's being mekabel tumah. Mekabel tumah can be toivel inside, on top of, then we toivel in the kli itself. But a kli that's not being mekabel won't make that mistake. Meister about the Shulchan Tzunim brings down Archa Shulchan at the end of Sarachin. Meister wants to swallow over here. The Chul is a good Eisen Taino why the Rash and the Rosh who can argue in the Ravid. But what's the idea to Mechal whether Mechabal Tum or not? It's a bomb Kasha. Not clear. Teretz how to answer it. But clear La Locho, the only Kelim that we Machem upon are Kelim that be Mechabal Tum. Let's say Mechabal Tum only the Rabbonim. The Shach brings down Ram Padva, discusses it, goes back and forth, and the Shubi's Marach. Not the clear among the Paiskim. It's Mechabal Tum only the Rabbonim. The Eitzah comes along with the Vosh, instead of an interesting Eitzah, you have a Kli that's Mekabel Tumah. Put something on top of it that's not being Mekabel Tumah, so now what are you standing on top of? Something that's not Mekabel Tumah. Very simple. Building upon that, said the Baal HaShulchan, I have another Eitzah. He's standing on a Kli that's being Mekabel Tumah. Jump. When you're in the Mikvah, you jump. You're not Mekabel Tumah anymore. You're stopping the Mikvah over here. So he writes this on the page, in the Biurim, and then back in the Meluim. Mice is not clear why it's not a good Eitzah in the situation to go jump over here.
He
did not say it is. He discusses it. Cute question built upon Lavosh, which all the places to go with. Everyone being down Lavosh, Allah can put it in the Mekabel Tumah on the Mekabel Tumah. Now, leading the Gedda of Tumah over here, there really is a question that the Shach and Taz bring down to Lavosh, that there seem to be on Hog and Klai Yisrael that have these Nesarim, these boards over here, that boards are something that's related to Mekabel Medrash, they put them inside the mikvah. And the question is, how in the world are we doing it for? What's the Eitzah? Go like the Ravid, who has not a good feel over here? So, first, one question they start off with, the Taz, is this Nisorim, we're saying Mekabel Tumah means you miyachid it for Medrash, And that right now, it's related to Mekabel Tomo. You miyachid it for someone to sit on, stand on, sleep, and to sit on, to lean on. But no, it's only Roy Lemedris. You are not miyachid it yet. So, the Tazan Shach, Burin Damaram, and Padavo, he comes along and says, even if you're to Roy, if the case is Roy, the Maisel will be Mekel over here. Will be Mekel. The whole halach has to be something that is going to be Mekabel Tomo if you stand on it right now. If it's only Roy and not miyachid to Mesmedris, Maisel will be Mekel. Correct, it does. Why? The whole idea is people will go see that you're on a kiddush from Mekabel Tomo. They know what goes on in your head if you're miyachid it from Tumas Medris or you're not miyachid with Tumas Medris. They know what goes on in your head at all. They always said, B'tzad HaSugya Maris Ayin, if it's Roy for Medris, to be machmer this case in the Sarim. Right? Maisel's be machmer. Maisel's form did not go this way. They go like Maram and Padrefo. And they want to know that Be'etzim, if it's Roy for Medris, that's the Isser. What's miyachid for Medris? The Roy is like Gzeru L'Gzeru. True, I don't know what goes on in your head over here. But to make a gzeil gzeil of otto mekabel tumo, in the case of mekabel tumo, which is our chok of almo, come on the chorim mice, they want to be mekel over here. So it comes out, we'll have different cases of what the situation, how they put these boards inside the mikvah. That means, first, we have, if you read the Taz slowly, there are four cases in the Taz. Just speak out the four cases, go through it quickly, we're not filming victims over here. But there are four separate cases of the mice and the Taz over here. We have a case over here that a kli that already has tumah upon it. Could you put it inside the mikvah? And that could be the oilam, that'd be bought into the mikvah. We say no, ready is mekabel tumah. So again, the Taz brings them around and Padva and says the mice now in the mikvah, no problem. It's oiker, it's bottled to the place where it is right now, it's oiker, and then there's no problem. Maisa the Taz brings down from the Bach and says, "Avad, that's not so. What's the Mekabel Tumo Roy the Medrash? And it already has the Tumo upon it. Avad, you have a Baya, and you cannot be Tavel on top of it. That's Al. That's one Akimto over here. Rami Padvel, Maisa wants to be Mekel. A second Akimto is when, in the beginning, we have these boards, you plan to put them inside the mikvah. The fact that you plan to put them inside the mikvah, the Maisa is working on. Again, Rami Padvel, Maisa says he wants to say, since you plan to put it there, it's not little again of Tumas Medrash, wants to be Mekel. The Bach Lamaisa wants to be Machmer. A third thing that's brought down in the Taz, in the case you plan to put in the mikvah and you can put it in with Mismorim. On that, the Bach says, Echnami, Rami Padva, Vada, certainly with Mismorim Meister works. Still, the Taz is not happy with that. And therefore, at the end of the day, the Shach says what to go do in the case of Avonim. Be Machmer across the board. The Taz says, Lamaisa, we don't pass like this. We pass Kalok Lamaisa like the Rash and the Rosh. That means it comes down over here, what to go do practically in the gate to mikvah. Taz says, be machmer. Only avonim, that's meramu lublim. That's what Lamaisa what to go do. The Taz says, Lamaisa luki mekel. In all cases, we go like the Rash and the Rosh. Then we have situations in between, Rami Padova, the Bach, Maram. They want to say, it depends if the Taz was before him, the Mismarim or not. Those are the five sheetahs floating around in this long Taz, Shach, and the Kuzik Esav. Let's make it, again, practical. People have, a pot, and they want a table of silverware. Can you put silverware inside the pot, inside the mikvah? What's the case over here of you should not be table on top of a safsel? What's the Mishnah's case of Barakai? The Mishnah's case, says Ravid, is not mitzah pachad, but it's causing kalim also. That means the Mishnah is causing kalim. You cannot be table on top of a safsel. Can you take a pot with these silverware and put it inside the mikvah and shake it inside? Or, according to we pass on the Ravid and the Rajbo, the Mechaber, the Maisa, that's also. So there's a Mechaber in Simon Reish Aleph Siv Tes, and there's a Ramon Simon Reish Beis Siv Vav. The Mechaber and the Ramon both say, a Kli Vatar Kli can do Tfilas Kalim. No problem. And it says before, Shem Mishnah Perek Vav and Mechloes Mishnah Beis. How in the world do you work out the two sugyas? We're saying by Osim Machim by Tfilah a person, and that mission is the case of Kalim. The one who is his kasher is the Rash. If you read the Taz slowly, the Rash says, I have a mission that says the Motor. So Echanami, the Rash argues on the Ravid. But Oslam Maisa, Aloch Lamaisa, we came along and we paskin. To be Machim like the Ravid, how the one could come along a paskin like the Ravid, a paskin to put Kalim inside Kalim, and table inside a mikvah? The Peldig kasher, this is the Rash kasher. So the Kivek and Simon Reish Alphonse, if Zion is a kasho, said, Tzorach in Godel. Tzorach in Godel. The Chazish, when he hears his kasha, he says he wants to say a chiddush. He wants a taina. The whole halacha is dafka b'toivul on top of the back of a kli, a pot upside down on the back of a kli, akure kli, b'toicha kli. That even if we mutter, we pass it inside the kli. It says algabe kli, a top of a piece of wood, a top of a kli, but inside the kli the ma'isa be mutter. Come on, the Chazish points out. First of all, you read the Ravid himself. He said inside the kli the ma'isa is a baya. Himself, he said, I'm arguing the Ravid. So when I pass, I ask for the Ravid. Why they say if I carrot? If anything, I'll be sorish. Why I'll be more machmi inside the kli than outside the kli? Says the Chazish. Well, what do you mean? We pass inside the kli, it works. Here's a gabri kli. So it must be there's a chilik over here. And he's been signed to be kivegan. It said sorachin godel. Not clear to answer it. So bomb kasho. How do you put the two sugars together? But we're still passing a loch lemaisa. They can do kli inside kli. We have a mechaber and a mo. We have a mishnah. How do you put the two sugars together? That's the Rashi's kasho. How do you answer it? Agabically and Turkically? The Rav does not go this way. Not clear how to answer it. The Maestro is a Vosner, and he said, negate to the Reshets. Lam Mikvahs have these Reshets there. He says, first of all, most of them are nylon, not Makabal Tomo. Even though they are Mateches, the other Maestro being Makabal Tomo, he said, the Maestro, all the holes in between, so big, and it's a Shavarish Noid over here, the name is not Makabal Tomo. You do not have to worry about our Sigil. If you want to get the Chum and the Ravid, let's take it on by case of Caleb. So again, a vada who can be titled clean inside a clean. Why? Not clear. But if you want to be mach mechayshish, the reshes, the nets over there, and the mice are not a problem. Mice, again, this will come down again to the first half of the sugin siflam aleph. Mice, the Taz says we do not pass like the mechaber. Mice, we do pass like the mechaber. What do you pass like the mechaber? There are different ways how to build a mikvah. The end of the day, the shaft paskins use a volume, use stones over there. Howie is very clear, even though you found mikvahs, that the serum over there, which might have problems. Avada not to be moitzi lavim and klai yisol. There are novel adoras over here. Avada yeshamim lismach. They come with ideas and svaras and concepts what we rely upon. And avada not to the fakvik. However, again, and then he says be machmer and for the future here on in to build the case of avonim. Beshem tomorrow we mamshuch with a sugya pachan and try to get to the sif lamed zayin. Slokom.